Jeff Osterley, who's a small business owner and a farmer, and has announced that he is going to run for state representative in the 67th district. Jeff, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. Jeff, why you want to do this? I mean, you're a business owner, you're a farmer. Why get into this political mess?
Well, I'm not doing it because I need a job. But I've got five grandkids, and when I ran the first time for this position 2 years ago, I ran because I wanted to make sure that my grandkids had the same opportunities when they grew up that I did as I grew up. And at the time, it was questionable whether that was going to be available. I think that we've started to make a turn and things are looking better, but there's a lot of things that are left to be done, and I just want to be part of it.
All right, what needs to be done?
Well, we need to make sure that more jobs get into Michigan. When I knocked doors the last time that I ran here 2 years ago, one of the biggest things that I found was families that were being split up. There were a lot of people wanted to talk about that. Parents whose kids were growing up and couldn't find a job in Michigan and moving away. Grandparents whose kids and their grandparents, their whole families were splitting up all over the country because they were going where the jobs were, which was understandable, but it was a shame.
How do we accomplish that?
We've made a good start with it. You need to make the businesses feel that it's viable for them to be in Michigan. And once the businesses start to come back into the state, which they're starting to do now, and we've had an increase in employment in the state, and a lot of that increase in employment has come in some of the higher-paying jobs. But once the businesses feel that they're welcome here and that they can actually turn a profit, which is what they need to do or else they won't be here.
Do you have some...
Pardon me?
Do you have some specific policies that will help you accomplish that?
Well, one thing that is necessary is the red tape when the business starts to come to the state. That has to be cut back. The time lag between application for permits and the actual issuing of the permits for them to do various things, not only at the state level, but down through the local levels where permits have to be issued to, takes way too long. When you're talking about 6 or 8 months for a permit to go through, that's too long. They need to be able to come in and get their stuff done and get up and operating.
You lost a pretty close race in 2010 to Byram, and what did you learn from that race that you could put to use this time around?
I learned exactly how to run for office. You know, there's a procedure that has to be done to it. You need to be able to talk to people and read people, you know, what is really important to them, and be able to address those items that are the most important to the people.
I know you had to use a lot of personal money for your last campaign. Do you have a plan to raise money from other sources this cycle?
I do, and I've already been out looking for money in other areas that I didn't get much from. I will tell you that it's easier. Let me say it's easier this time. Let me and try to find that money. Part of it has to do with the fact that people recognize my name because of the fact I ran 2 years ago, and part of it, I think, has to do with the fact that I had learned how to do it a little bit better because of the fact that I did it the last time.
What do you think about money in politics and where it comes from?
I think that it's a shame that it has to be done that way. When you start talking about having to spend $100,000 or $125,000 to run for a state house seat, I think it's a shame. I think it does eliminate potential candidates because of that. But I also think until we come up with a better way of doing it, but that's the way it's going to be, and you have to play the game as it's given to you.
In a recent interview, you mentioned that a group was going to put together on a report on accountability and ethics. Let's save that. Let's ask about your political affiliation and what is your political philosophy?
I'm a conservative. I'm a member of Right to Life. I'm a member of the NRA, and I also am what I like, a local conservative. I'm more conservative about the local issues, family issues. I'm a member and past president of my church. I'm a Christian and have no problems with saying that. And I'm not the conservative that a lot of people think I am, or a lot of people think about when somebody sits in and says they're a conservative. My business viewpoints are conservative. But as far as families and being able to understand people and the problems that are created for them by government, and I can understand that. I'm not withdrawn away from it, and I'm in the community. I understand what they're going through.
All right, final question for you. Who do you think is the person to beat besides yourself in this campaign? Who are you going to really have to try and butt heads with to win?
I'm going to butt heads with whoever comes out on the Democratic primary. I'm not sure which one it's going to be. I'm going to just operate as if I'm running against all of them until I find out which one it's going to be.
All right, Ashley Kring, you're not afraid of?
Ashley Kring, I met the young lady. I like her, and I'm glad that young people like that have an interest. However, I think this is going to be a very good learning experience for her, just as the time that I ran my first time was a good learning experience for me.
All right. Jeff Osterle is running for state representative in the 67th State House District. Jeff, we'll stay in touch and talk with you again soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.